Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with veterinarian Dan Thompson on antibiotic resistance. Back with Dan in just a moment.
With more Black Angus influenced cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef brand than ever before, it's clear that the Angus Bull is America's bull. He sires calving ease, growth, and superior marbling. He works well in any environment and on any cow, regardless of breed. Make sure that an Angus bull serves as your director of herd improvement. Go to Angus.org to learn more. Angus, America's breed.
Watermaster Creek is hosting its spring bull sale again this year, February 27th. This year's sale features 100 two-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires, plus 70 open-yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale starts at 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Sale books on request are online at www.quartermastercreek.com, or for more information, call Mike and Annie Schweitzer at 580-445-8275. That's 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
Our report today brought to you by the American Angus Association, America's Breed. Dr. Dan Thompson is the director of the Beef Cattle Institute at Kansas State University's College of Veterinary Medicine, well known for his work in the area of animal welfare, cattle herd health management, beef cattle production. Dr. Thompson joined us today as we continue to talk about the issue of antibiotics and antibiotic resistance. And he says he is concerned about one aspect of antibiotic resistance as it relates back to the ranch or the feedlot or the grow yard.
My concern about antibiotic resistance in like Salmonella, E. coli, or Campylobacter, my number one concern is not someone eating a hamburger, because we have such an unbelievable system of tracking usage, of prescriptions, of how we use them, residue avoidance. When you sat down to have a burger yesterday, did you sit there and say, boy, I hope I don't get Salmonella from this? No, we have a very safe food supply. Okay, so the risk is extremely low. I'm actually more concerned about me continuing to build up antibiotic resistance in the manure on my farm, mm-hmm. and then tracking my boots into the house, mm-hmm. and having my kid, now we can say grandkids, go, and no, I don't have any grandkids, but go chew on the end of your boot or pick up something, okay? I'm more worried about on the farm. So judicious antibiotic usage means we're going to work with the veterinarian. We're going to understand that these are medical tools. They aren't just something that you just like a vaccine or something. They when we use them, we create resistance. Okay? It's plain and simple. And we want to keep them working so that when our animals do get sick, that they remain effective. So what we have to do is work with our veterinarian. We have to understand if there are ways that we can manage these cattle so that we can prevent disease. I think preventative medicine is going to be the buzzword of the next decade in animal agriculture and how we prevent animals from getting sick so we don't have to use antibiotics. But I think the crutch of the matter is this: veterinary client patient relationship, preventative medicine, proper weaning, proper calving, different things to that nature. And then the last one is there will be antibiotics that we will not be allowed to use in animal agriculture because we want to save them for human medicine.
Dr. Thompson says he's hopeful. He believes that the industry is up to the task to find some animal health solutions that won't compromise human health.
Yeah, first and foremost, I think that the responsibility of these products lays right with the people that are selling them. You're seeing more corporate responsibility of them saying, hey, we have to manage these properly, because if we don't, we're just not going to have them. Okay. And then as far as new technologies, I have so much faith in our scientists and people in these companies that we're going to see unbelievable tools where bacteria kill other bacteria, where viruses kill bacteria, where we have vaccines and immunomodulators. And there'll be a day where they say, you know, remember when we used to think that antibiotics were all we had? And I think that the human race and our scientists and medical personnel and veterinarians and animal scientists, they're going to be right in the thick of things, and it's going to be awesome.
Bottom line, according to Dr. Thompson, the beef industry is working hard to make sure judicious use of antibiotics is a part of the game plan going forward.
Yeah, I think what is very encouraging to me is that our industry, the beef industry, has been extremely proactive in the management of antibiotic stewardship. Raised without antibiotics, not an option. Zero antibiotics, not an option. Okay, we need to use these tools for human and animal health. and just keep enjoying that safe, nutritious, wholesome beef meal that veterinarians and producers and packers and retailers together all did a tremendous job to put safely in the middle of our dinner plate.
Dr. Dan Thompson, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 Bull Sale, Saturday, March 2nd at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special guests this year include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 88 Angus, Simmental, and Sim-Angus bulls, semen-tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com, www.mcsauction.com, or call 405-382-7678, 405-382-7678.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.